you kind of already touched on the next question I was going to ask about. You work with experts only. I think that's such a needed thing, which is crucial. But for somebody building out, for somebody starting off building their portfolio, do you recommend they work with experts? Do you recommend they go out and literally first client, let's get expert in their field, no matter what the cost? Or do you recommend they start to do work for friends or family? Or because I've often seen that people who start out who are content creators, social media marketers, or sort of designing something, whether it's web design and app design or flyers for somebody, they start off with a client that's, or an individual, should I say, that's has a muddled vision about what they want to do. They're just testing things out, etc. Do you recommend that's a great place to start for someone who's building a portfolio, or do you think go straight for the experts?
For someone who's starting out trying to build a portfolio, I would say one of the easiest people to build your portfolio with is traditional businesses or people who've been there a long time. So they've got a good reputation. You know, they're quite a sturdy company, but they haven't kind of moved or evolved into the kind of new era, which is not even the new era anymore. It's like, we're nearly past that needing a website phase. But, you know, going to someone who hasn't updated their site in a long time or doesn't have a website at all, but helping them transition into that, that's a good way to build your portfolio. But I would say when you're really confident in the work that you can do, the best people to work with are visionaries, experts, and people who, you know, you can really bounce off rather than just having to, you know, have no communication with them, that kind of thing. You don't want them to be filling up your phone with messages and phone calls, but at the same time, you want to be able to have that level of collaboration where they're open to your ideas and they aren't just like, no, do that. Just finding that balance between the two.
Yes, that's very interesting, actually, working with traditional businesses to start off with, because honestly, I've seen some companies or organizations and I look at their website and I literally ask myself, how do they still, and they bring in revenue, like how do they still have clients? Because they must have some sort of process or system which their product or their service is good enough to still bring in clients, and clients don't really, you know, care that their website's a bit outdated. And I think, you know, that's a great place to start. But what would you recommend? We have somebody who's first client on the portfolio, traditional company. How do they approach? Email, website, call, find the CEO. What do they do?
All of the above. Until one of them works. Probably start with email because that's the easiest. Then I'd probably, or simultaneously, I'd connect on LinkedIn. Say I've just sent you an email, something like that. And then I would phone again if they didn't answer. But the more ways that you try and reach out to someone, the more they're going to see that, first of all, you're not spamming them, or you're not a spammer. Like you're not just doing it to everybody. You're going for them specifically. So the more touch points you can connect with them on, the more you show that you have that active interest and that you are looking for them. You're talking to them directly. And you show that you're thorough with what you do as well, right? If you reach them on LinkedIn, Instagram, you email them, and you even find their phone number and give them a call, if they don't answer any of the previous ones, then, you know, straight away you're showing that you're thorough at what you do, and that sets a good standard for the work that you're going to do for them as well.
Thank you for listening to this short snippet of the Valuable Podcast. I hope this was valuable advice you can apply to your own life. Make sure to listen to the full episode out now and take a browse of all the other valuable episodes. Additionally, subscribe to the newsletter at www.valuablepodcast.com. Remember, increase the value you provide and you'll rise in due time.